The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Wake up with Randy Corcoran. This is Jeff Hunt filling in for Randy Corcoran on this June 3rd, 2023. Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. Filling in with Randy, he has faced, unfortunately, a terrible family emergency. I spoke with him earlier today, and he has asked me to explain what happened and what Randy is going through right now. It is very sad for me to announce to you all that Tana Corcoran passed away this morning at about 5:30 this morning. And as you know, Randy loved his wife very, very dearly. You know, he was caring for her. She had had a brain aneurysm recently, had gone through surgery to correct that. It seemed like she was doing fine. In fact, just posted on Facebook not that long ago about activities that she was doing with her family and that she was feeling better. And then yesterday, if you saw Randy's post, he wrote on his Facebook page, "It breaks my heart to tell you, after what seemed to be successful brain aneurysm surgery and a week of optimistic recovery, including little trips, shopping, and especially time with her beloved kids and grandbabies, my soulmate suffered a massive brain bleed this afternoon." This was yesterday. "And by the time I got to the hospital after the ambulance, she was pretty non-responsive. She was airlifted to Swedish, and open skull brain surgery started yesterday evening at about 7:45 p.m. She is so loved and gloried in her Facebook family and relished in her prayers, or in your prayers." And then, unfortunately, at 5:35 this morning, she passed on to glory. If you would like to submit a text message to the station, I've promised Randy I would share those with him. You can text us through the 710 KNUS app, or if you'd like to call, this show is podcasted, and leave condolences to Randy and his family, their children, grandchild. You can do that by calling 303-696-1971. That's 303-696-1971. I know Randy very well through all of our engagements with the Western Conservative Summit, with Arapahoe County Tea Party. And I got to tell you, Randy is a man that deeply, deeply loves his wife. And I can't imagine the pain he's going through today. He cared for her to the very best of his ability, was a faithful, committed, loving husband to her, and has lost, as he mentioned here in his post, the love of his life, his soulmate. So please be in prayer for Randy during this time of bereavement. And as I mentioned, if you'd like to share, we have one text message coming in right now. "My heart breaks for Randy, their children and grandchildren. Tana was so amazing. She'll be missed." You know, I got to tell you, my family owned for a while another radio station, and Randy would run ads. And I told my mother this afternoon as I was heading into the station, and she said, "You know, the salespeople loved talking to Tana, that she was just such a sweet person to talk to, had a very kind heart, a very kind soul. And she will be deeply, deeply missed." More text messages coming in. "I'll be praying for you and your family, Randy, that God give you strength, comfort, and peace. God bless all of you." Thank you, Joe, for that message. So send these in. I'll pass them on to Randy, and hopefully we'll have Randy back. I know he loves you very much. In fact, Randy called me today and said, "Jeff, I've already got a show all lined up. Do you mind just continuing with that? I've got a great guy coming into the station that I'd love to make sure we have on the show." And I said, "Absolutely." That's how much he cares about the listeners of this show. that even in the midst of the pain and suffering, you all were still on the forefront of his mind and wanting to make sure that, you had a great experience on Wake Up with Randy Corporan. So in studio with me today is Ed Tomlinson, who's a broker. He's been with Metro Brokers. And the reason he's going to be in the studio, and he's going to be with us for all 3 hours if you'd like, we're going to cover different segments, but he's going to stay here to answer any questions you have. He wrote a book, Overtaxed, Your Guide to Honest Property Tax Reductions by Understanding and Effectively Protesting Your Assessment, Residential, Commercial, and Industrial. So all of you guys got this assessment. If you're like me, you got this assessment and you just don't know what to do with it because it's such a big increase. And maybe you've never, ever had to protest an assessment before. So where do you even start? Well, Randy was going to have Ed in, and Ed, because of his great care for Randy, said, I'm still going to drive in. I'd like to be on the show, whatever we can do for Randy. So Ed's joining me in the show today. Ed, you've gotten to know Randy over the years, right? Recently?
I have, and thank you. What's stunning is Randy called me 2 hours ago and asked me to be on the show. Yeah. That is truly how he loves his listeners.
That's right. That is right. More text messages coming in right now. I'm so sorry to hear about the loss of your wonderful wife. My heart goes out to you and your family. Tana was a wonderful wife, mother, and grandmother. God bless you all. I'm so very sorry about Randy's beloved wife. Randy, I know you might be listening. Man, this stuff's getting me. My prayers are with you, Randy. I mean, these are pouring in, brother. These are pouring in. My heart goes out to you and your family, Randy. I am so sorry. God bless. I am so sorry to hear. I send my heart and deepest sympathies and many prayers. We love you. From Anita and the Mountain Republicans Club. Randy, you are, I know you're very well loved among the conservative community here in Colorado, and their hearts are with you. And we sure miss Tana. I know her nickname was Tana Banana. She was loved. She even put in her Facebook profile here, I'm my kid's mom, my husband's girlfriend, and I am now my grandson's Coco. She sure loved her family. Well, we'll get back into kind of this property tax stuff when we come back. And I want you to know you can call in if you have questions. If you're sitting there with that little postage or that little postcard you got and you're wondering what to do because it went up 50-60%. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, sometimes it's not a postcard. Sometimes it'll be an envelope. Every county does it differently.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay. I got mine from Elbert County. Unfortunately, we're pretty conservative, so it wasn't as big of an increase. I've heard some that are like 90% increases in their assessment all over the map. But if you've got this letter or this postcard and you're not sure what to do with it or where to start or who do I contact or how do I protest this, we have the expert to help us here. Ed Tomlinson, he's been a broker for a good portion of your career and your life. You wrote the book on this. And if you want to talk with him directly, 303-696-1971, we'll be able to put you right through and you can answer some questions. And when we come back from the commercial break, we'll dive into this. What happened? How did we get here? Where does a person start? All of those issues we'll provide deep kind of analysis for, coverage for, on these issues so that people, you know, get a sense of what to do. Ed, give people just a little bit of your background. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing it for about 36 years. I've been in the real estate business for 52, and I just love it. Some of you may remember Irv Brown and national sportscaster. Well, he was my high school American history teacher, and he says, whatever you do in life, make sure you enjoy it, and if so, you'll never work a day in your life, and I've lived that dream.
Yeah. And you started with RE/MAX, and now you're with Metro Brokers, and you've done parade analysis, all this stuff, right?
I did, and thank you for that, but let's get on with the rest of it. And yeah, the important part is don't ignore your postcard.
Yep.
Basically, what has happened is a computer gave a valuation to your property. No one individual did it. And the goal is, the state's goal is, speak now or forever hold your peace next year. So if your valuation went up 30%, your property taxes are likely to go up 30%. We'll talk more about that later.
So we've got still a few minutes here before the break. How did that happen?
First of all, we get reassessed every 2 years. So that's how, and of course the values have gone up. However, debrucing happened, and you can explain debrucing in a moment.
Yeah.
But basically it was a 5.5% maximum for property taxes. No matter what's going on, it can't go up higher than that. Well, 15 years ago, many of the 3,000 taxing districts in Colorado asked the voters in their district to waive it. So that eliminated one of the functions. And then the Gallagher Amendment a couple of years back, the voters waived that. And those were the two pedestals that kept us fair. Now it's open season.
I remember that the Centennial Institute came out against this Gallagher Amendment repeal 2 years ago because we saw it as kind of an effort to continue to go after the taxpayer Bill of Rights.
It was.
And right now, you know, commercial property was paying a lot of the portion of this.
55% and 45% for residential, and it had to maintain that relationship.
And now that's changed, right?
It's open season.
It's open season. Well, and it's open season because the Democrats have a plan, and that plan is to get as much tax dollars coming in as they possibly can, right?
Yeah, but we're not talking about minimum. We're not talking about inflation. We're talking about 33% hit.
Wow.
Now, El Paso may not be quite as bad because they didn't overturn the 5.5% rule as often.
Yeah, but other counties have, and now they're that's why you're getting some 90% increases, right?
Or double or triple, yes.
So a computer analyzes this? How does that all work? I never understood that.
Yeah, it's a software program. There's 3.6 million property owners in Colorado. There's no way that the assessors or their staff can figure this out.
Yeah. So a computer looked at how homes were being sold in that area and then decided we're going to assess evaluation based upon that.
Right. And then they did the best that they could. But in the area, it might be your subdivision, might be your zip code. If you go to the assessor's office and ask for a list of solds, that list could be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. And we'll get deeper into that list as to how to ignore it.
Wow. Wow. And everybody's dealing with this. I mean, you saw it all over social media when those assessments came. The people, I mean, that's type of sticker shock. First of all, welcome to living in now a blue state. This is what happens. We're following the path of California. None of this was a mystery. We knew they were going after your tax dollars. Go ahead, Ed.
So with those 3.6 million property owners, they paid $12 billion in taxes. So if it goes up another 33%, that's another $4 billion windfall.
Which we know they're going to spend very, very well. That's what government does. They're brilliant at spending your money well. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, that's the goal, is that they want the money out of your pocket into their pocket, and they're going to create all these systems. Equity, we're going to finally move people into equity. And how dare you? You have a nicer house than anybody else. So, friends, this is what we're trying to cover today. We have an expert in studio. Do not miss this, because the due date for submitting this is June 8th. Is that right, Ed?
That's correct.
So June 8th is in 5 days. That is what day? Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday of this next week. Go ahead.
If you're listening out of town and can't get back in time, a little later in the show, I'll tell you how to do it after June 8th.
Oh, that's awesome. That is great. Man, Randy really got the expert here. So we're up against a commercial break. We're going to continue this conversation. By the way, feel free to call in 303-696-1971 and ask Ed Tomlinson, broker and author of the book Overtaxed, Your Guide to Honest Property Tax Reductions by Understanding and Effectively Protesting Your Assessment, Residential, Commercial, and Industrial. We'll continue this conversation when we come back. Howdy, friends. Jeff Hunt filling in for Randy Corporan. I'm the co-chairman of the Western Conservative Summit, which is coming up this week, by the way, June 9th and 10th at the Colorado Convention Center. Always have tickets available. It's a big festival. One reporter called it Conservapalooza one time. I even got a mechanical bull this year, so It'll be fun. I hope you can join us. Tickets on sale at WesternConservativeSummit.com. I'm filling in today for my good friend Randy Corporan. Really just sad news coming from Randy today. His wife, Tana Corporan, passed away at 5:35 a.m. this morning. And text messages have just been flowing in honor of her. David, thank you. God bless your wife, Randy. May her soul rest by the side of the Lord. God bless you and your family in this time of pain. May I see you at the shop. Maybe there will be time to share a story. Thanks, David, for letting us know. All right. We've got, and if you want to text in and share condolences with Randy, we're going to be sharing these and sending them on over to him. You can text via the 710-KNUS app or give us a call, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. I have in studio, and this is all Randy's good doing. He recognized that this property tax assessment protest was to be submitted by June 8th. He wanted to make sure we had a pro here to help you through any questions you may have. Ed Tomlinson, he's a broker with Metro Brokers and author of the book Overtaxed, Your Guide to Honest Property Tax Reductions by Understanding and Effectively Protesting Your Assessment, Residential, Commercial, and Industrial. He is in studio all 3 hours to answer any questions you may have about your property tax assessment protest. All right, we have a caller, Kathy from Denver. You're on with Ed and Jeff.
Hey, Jeff and Ed, thanks for taking my call and blessings and sympathy for Randy and his family. I'm so sorry to be talking about this craziness at this time, but I live in the city and county of Denver. My 20-something daughter is getting out of Colorado for all the reasons we all know. I still own a home here and was shocked by the assessment. And so I city and county of Denver, you get a letter and an amazing number, and they show you how to do it on, they give you a option to do it online, which I did, but I'm really wondering, did I do right and what should I have done otherwise? You know, the title of your book, you know, Honest Property Taxes. You know, the city and county of Denver asked you, what do you think your property is worth? And I answered that question honestly, which, you know, the real estate market in Denver for the up until a couple of years ago has been, you know, pretty generous. But I just wonder what I should have done and how I should have answered those questions anyway.
Well, so, Kathy, I think you did right in protesting. Let's start with that. Second of all, how difficult was it to do it online?
It was very easy. They give you an online, a website, and you find your property. And again, and they ask you, essentially, what do you think it's worth and why do you think we're wrong? There's an opportunity to attach other listings and documentation for your choice. I just ignored all of that. I didn't have that. You know.
Thank you, Kathy.
I don't know.
Many of the other counties are not that easy to do online.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring that to the others' attention.
Okay.
So you submitted some comparables?
Well, I did not.
Good.
I did not, because there was an option to do that by attaching, but I didn't. I mean, let me just tell you what I did. They provided with me a whole bunch of comparables.
Yes.
All of which were sold in 2019 and 2020.
Okay.
You know, my house was probably worth $50,000 more a year ago. So that was the point to my protest. You know, you're comparing values from 2 years ago. My house isn't, none of those houses are worth that now. I didn't have comparables. And what I did was I got on Zillow. I don't know what else to do. I got on Zillow and said, what does Zillow think my house is worth? And
all right, let me jump in. You did right in asking about the 19 and 20s. The best comparables are the first half of last year, 2022. They're trying to, you and they are trying to appraise the property as of June 30th, 2022. And you did great. And you did it all online. I don't know that anybody's going to look at you because they run out of time. How long ago did you do it?
Like day before yesterday, right. I went, you know.
So they're processing thousands and thousands, and the staff can't handle that. Now, they have until, I think, August 15th to respond. But don't be surprised. And the listeners, if you did your due diligence and think you got a solid case and get a denial notice, do not fret. There is an old word. And the reason for it is they probably didn't have enough time to take a look at it. Now, in some counties, they're only spending 30 seconds on your protest when they actually do take a look at it. So it's the second round that is everybody takes it real serious.
So kind of explain this whole process. I'm new to this. Generally, I've just kind of accepted the tax assessment. I've been a homeowner for the last 15 years. I just generally accept it. But it's so outrageous this year that I think most people like me are going, okay, now I need to do something. So, Ed, can you explain the process? By the way, we're talking with Ed Tomlinson, author of the book Overtaxed. Go ahead.
The process is you need to find comparables somewhat similar to your property. Now, let's define what's the similar. If you're in a ranch, you only want other ranches. If you're in a two-story, you only want a two-story. Then from there, you want the year built. Let's assume you were built in 2010. You really want to find the comparables between 2005 and 2015. When they get further out, they're not as good a comparable. Then you want to do square footage. Let's say you've got 2,000 squares. Then you really want to keep your comparables down to 1,800 to 2,200. If you got 4,000 squares, maybe it's 3,500 to 4,500.
Wow. So you submit the comps, it goes through one set of evaluations and reviews, and then you said there's a second that's more serious. What happens during that first set of evaluations and reviews? What do you hear back from the county? What should these people expect?
Well, my people tell me the staff only has about 30 seconds to look at it. So they got to make a decision quick, depending on what you sent. And even if you didn't send anything, we'll get to that in a moment, they're still going to look up their own comps and see what they have. Now, you may find down the road that the comparables that you saw will change as you get into other protests.
So what's the second round? You get a letter back that says, yes, we were wrong, we apologize, or no, we weren't wrong. Here's the assessed value of your house. Is that what you get in the letter?
As I said, you'll probably get a denial notice, but you may get a change. Let's assume that you think it's worth $600. They think it's worth $750. And they call you or send you a note at $700. If you get that note somewhat close to where you're at, just say no. Continue the protest.
Really?
Because you just learned what the maximum dollar amount is that they can defend.
That's good advice. So fight it no matter what, you're saying.
Yes. So after the first round, then you go to the second round. I think you got 2 or 3 weeks to file your protest. That's a little more formal. It'll be at the county. There will be a hearing officer, and then the assessors will really do a good job in trying to defend their position. And again, at the hearing, they may say to you, hey, we're going to drop you to 600 from 750. And then you can either say yes or no. Or continue to defend your position. No, those are called stipulations.
Now, Ed, when I hear this, we're talking with Ed Tomlinson, author of the book Overtaxed, real estate agent here in Colorado for over 30 years. When I hear this, I go, okay, the most valuable thing to me is my time. And now I've got to go to a hearing? What's the likelihood? What's the amount that somebody could be saving by committing to going to that hearing? Is it thousands of dollars could save?
It could easily be in the hundreds. I don't know about thousands, depending on your property value.
Yeah.
Because of the 30% hit.
Right. So it's worth doing this.
It is. And also it's worth it to learn through the exercise.
Huh.
Because you're going to be doing this every 2 years. And it'll give you confidence. If you go to the second round, I want you to go either an hour early or a day before to sit in on the other protests. And get comfortable with the process.
Now, I hear... Kathy, do you have a question?
I did. I just wanted to ask. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
Part of the Denver process was them asking, what did I think my house was worth? And part of me wanted to say, make it as low as possible. I tried to be fair and honest, but I won and maybe tempt them to say, okay, we'll give you, you know, $50,000 or $100,000. That's not worth the trouble. But I wonder if I should have low. I was fair and honest. I wonder if I should have lowballed that a little bit.
You'll probably be more credible in their eyes because you didn't try to stick it to them too hard. But basically, you really do want to go low, just so that they'll take a look and says, to see how far apart we are.
And I've heard that there's groups that can help you through this process, companies that you can hire, things like that. Is it worth doing that, or should you do it yourself?
The realtor community will help you on the residential sector. Now, what you're referring to is the commercial sector, where we're talking about millions. And they those tax agents will want 30 to 50% of the savings.
Okay.
There's no fee up front, usually. It's just part of the savings.
Okay, so when you say a real estate agent will help you, what does that mean?
They'll find the comps in the correct time period and the best comps that are appropriate for your property.
And you don't have to pay them typically? Or
most of the time, the agents are not charging. I haven't heard of any agent charging.
Really?
Yeah, they just do it as a community service and hopes that down the road you'll utilize them. Yes.
Oh, okay, that's very helpful. Kathy, do you have any other questions here for Ed?
Can I ask if I use Zillow? I was trying to just rush to get something in.
Zillow,
is Zillow reliable? That's
no.
Where I kind of pulled up my... No? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think they have sales. They only have actives.
No, you can search on sold. And you can also search non-market ones.
Can you search by date? You have to search by date.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I was kind of in a rush and wanted to get something in, like you said, a placeholder. So
your best bet is Realtors.
Realtors.com?
Okay. Well, no. Or real estate community.
Yeah.
Okay, utilize a local realtor.
Right.
That's great. So, Ed, we have till June 8th to get this in. Is it postmarked by June 8th?
Yes.
And
you don't have to have any data. You don't need to submit anything. You just say, I protest. You just mail the card or the envelope in, and that will register you in the system, and then you get the response, and then you're set up for the second round. There's also a third round, and we'll talk about that later.
Oh, wow. A third round. And what's the worst case scenario? Are they going to put you in prison for protesting? What's the worst thing that can happen to you?
The worst thing that can happen is they can raise you.
Oh, can they?
Yeah, they can.
Wow.
And I've never heard of a scenario where they would, for all the right reasons, including politically. But, you know, if you happen to have built a 6-car garage out back and they don't know about it, certainly they're going to raise you.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So go ahead.
And while we're at it, if you take a look at what the assessor knows about your property, maybe your basement is not finished and they have you down as finished. You can also, or any major changes that the assessor doesn't know about, you can apply for what's called an abatement. And this is where a refund for the last 2 years for that part of the valuation.
Wow.
And last year or the year before, it was like $71 million was refunded in Colorado.
Just in Colorado, $71 million through these abatements?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. So it's worth doing this, not only for your family, for your own finances, to learn. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, and it's for 2 years. Whatever the valuation is today, it'll be the same for next year. So if you fight it and knock off a few hundred, you're actually doing it times two.
Ed Tomlinson, the author of Overtaxed, Your Guide to Honest Property Tax Reductions. By understanding and effectively protesting your assessment, residential, commercial, and industrial. He's with us for the entire show. Kathy, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. Call back, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
And don't quit. Yes. Keep protesting.
We'll continue to talk.
Absolutely. Thanks.
We'll talk about what those continued protestings look like when we come back. Friends, Jeff Hunt filling in for the great Randy Corcoran. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. upon the loss of his beloved wife, Tana Corcoran, at 5:35 this morning. He gave me a call to let me know, and he wanted you all to know as well. We have text messages pouring in on the 710KNUS app. My deep, heartfelt sympathy to Randy, his family, and friends for the death of his wife. Prayers for healing, and may the love and sweet memories overwhelm the grief someday. Jane, very well said. Thank you. Thank you so much for your words. We're going to have Ed with us for the entire duration of the show. You can call in at 303-696-1971 and talk about your tax assessment. We'll be right back after these messages. Jeff Hunt here, filling in for the great Randy Corcoran. Randy is not here because of the loss of his wonderful, beautiful wife, Tana Corcoran, passed away at 5:35 this morning. Condolences rolling in. Sorry for your loss, Randy. God bless you. Thank you, Val and Mike, for that. We have in studio, this was all set up by Randy. We have Ed Tomlinson. He's written the book, Overtaxed, Your Guide to Honest Property Tax Reductions by Understanding and Effectively Protesting Your Assessment, Residential, Commercial, and Industrial. It's on sale at Amazon.com for only $9.99. Sounds like a Herman Cain, $9.99. You can get this book, and it will last you a lifetime. That's what you were saying, Ed. Give us your pitch on the book.
It is easy to read. It only takes about 90 minutes, and it gives you the in-depth, here's what happened. I read the assessment manuals, 1,500 pages, to make sure the book was accurate.
Yeah.
So, it's accurate.
I'm so glad that there's people out there like you.
And let me
that's
let me
not
say
what
that.
I want to do.
Should you read the book, and you get challenged at the county assessor, simply call the State Division of Property Taxation. They'll back me up.
Wow!
Because so, I ran into that in yesterday in Park County. That the property owner wanted to do this, this, and this, and the assessor said no, or the staff said no, and I said, absolutely, you can do it.
Wow.
So take it to the second round to get it fixed.
This will help you year after year. Ed's in studio, so if you have any questions, 303-696-1971. Jack, you're on the line with Jeff and Ed.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear about Tana. I'll talk to Randy privately in a week or two. I had the same thing happen to me a year and 2 months ago.
Oh,
the most
sorry.
Painful thing you'll ever go through in life. But I want to talk to something that's of use to your topic with Ed Tomlinson. And I have a little different take on it, but I don't understand the situation anywhere near as well as he does. But wasn't this vote that they put up to get rid of this Gallagher amendment, if that hadn't been done, let me say this, if that hadn't been done, would increases be much, much less? That's the question I want.
Good question. Thanks, Jack.
Yes.
No, I'm not done.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Give me an answer to that.
Yes, it will be less. Would have been less.
Okay. Okay, then my second thing, I've got two legal principles that I think will defeat that thing and redact that law. Number one, from what I understand, it was put together in such a ambiguous and misleading thing that most people that voted for it thought we're going to get a cut in taxes, not a raise.
Correct.
If that was done, there's two legal principles that I think could be raised. You can bring enough people in to say, gee, I thought my taxes would be less, not grossly more. Mine, on my house in Colorado, were raised $331,000 on the assessed value. Okay, $331,000, okay? That's probably more than a lot of people. Okay, here are the two legal principles. One is called fraud in the inducement.
Mm-hmm.
That was drafted specifically to fool people. And the other one is, and it's been used by courts and judges forever, where they have determined that ambiguities go against the drafter. So whoever put together that bill to have that voted on, whoever put was deliberately deceptive.
Yep.
I believe under those two legal principles, that law can be struck down. That's what I have to say.
Talk to Tom Tancredo. I think he's on the same page.
Yeah. Well, Jack,
I don't doubt that. We're both Italians.
Well, and now you have this whole Proposition HH thing that's now popping up. And at the Western Conservative Summit, I've asked Ben Murray from the Independence Institute to come down and explain this. Because, Jack, what's really important to understand is, yes, absolutely, they crafted this to defraud the Colorado people, the effort to repeal the Gallagher Amendment. But they're even going further now, because this is a full effort to take down Tabor over the course of the next few years. And I'm a policy guy. It's even hard for me to understand these details. You almost have to be like an in the weeds. You got to be like Ed, who read 1,500 pages of assessment manuals to even understand what's going on here.
Yes.
They're doing the same thing with Proposition HH. They think they're going to try to provide a rescue to this.
Right.
They're not. They're not at all. Go ahead, Jack.
No. No, but it's deliberately deceptive to the point to where the law – people voted on it, and they were tricked into voting on it. And it should be discontinued, redacted based on that just on that argument alone.
That's my
point, and that's the way I. This business of going to these people and protesting and begging to them for a reduction. What are you talking about? You're going to the people that are trying to steal money out of your pocket and ask them to cut you some slack. No, you don't do that. You overturn that law. And you set a precedent that if you can't put together something for people to vote on to where the average person can actually understand it, then it's going to happen to you, too.
Yep.
That's where we
got
to go.
Go ahead, Ed.
Okay.
I am hoping that the governor will call a special session, and then they will change the assessment rate from 6.7 to 5 or 5.5, and it fixes the problem.
How will that fix the problem? What does that mean?
Because I don't know how to articulate it, but it fixes the problem. give me a moment or two.
Well, it'll at least reduce the rate. Jack, thank you for your call. I appreciate it, brother. I mean, this is, we're at a place in Colorado history, and I'm a native. I've grown up here. I'm engaged in public policy. I generally understand what's happening, that the whole state is shifting. We were generally a socially libertarian, fiscally conservative state, right? So you were generally allowed to do what you want with your life. No one was going to get involved with that. I think that's opened the door on some bad things like marijuana policy that just invited a whole bunch of druggies into the state. But that's who we are. We were a fiscally conservative state. It was like the one thing that you can hold on to, that and guns, right? It was, and you can just see that they've now pushed out the social conservatives, right? Colorado Springs can't even elect a Republican anymore. Social conservatives are out. The libertarians are going to be out on guns. 5 gun bills this session that Governor Polis signed. We're going to be talking about that later in the show. So the libertarians are being pushed out. Now fiscally conservatives, the people who wanted limited government and be able to hold on to their money and didn't want the government taking all their money and spending all their money and building all these social programs that are totally ineffective. By the way, Wall Street Journal today, $18 billion spent by California to reduce homelessness hasn't done anything. That's money taken out of other people's pockets. So that's where we are as a state. And I would love to see a special session maybe to address this, because I think they know what they're doing. I think the left knows what they're doing. I think they set this whole thing up so that they can swoop in. I've often said this about the leftist leaders of this state, that they are the arsonists that show up as firefighters. They start the fire and then claim to be the guys that are going to solve the problem. This was all self-inflicted, self-induced, and now they're going to run to the rescue with this great Proposition HH that's going to seemingly solve your tax property issue. And it's going to be a takedown of Tabor, and we're going to cover that during an entire hour 15 workshop at the Western Conservative Summit June 9th and 10th at the Colorado Convention Center. All right, so Ed is in studio. Ed Tomlinson, author of the book Overtaxed, Your Guide to Honest Property Tax Reductions. Someone's out of state, out of town. June 8th is this Thursday. What should they do if they're not around?
Between June 8th and January 1, you can file a note to the county, your county, asking to protest, and they'll accept it. They won't do anything until the 1st of January, and that'll start the whole process. And each county has a little different form to do that, but that's what you do.
Take this seriously. Guys, this is your tax assessment for the next 2 years. This is money that is in your pocket that I believe, by God's design, you are better to spend than Jared Polis and the cronies down at the state capitol who will waste it away, often paying back their friends and special interest groups. So make sure that you do this. All right, we've got a few minutes left here. You go through round two, and then you said there's round three.
Let's talk about round two.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned earlier, I want you to go early or a day or two early to get comfortable. It usually only lasts about 15 minutes. There'll be a hearing officer at the end of the table. The assessor will be on the other side of the table. I want you to focus your attention on the hearing officer. That's normal to be talking to the person across the table, but I want you to focus your attention to the hearing officer, and everything you have to say goes to the hearing officer. Now, the first thing you do is you tell the hearing officer what you think the valuation should be. Then you wait about 10 seconds because he or she is going to write it down. They won't hear anything until after they write it down. Then you'll present your evidence, your three or four comps. Then the assessor will present their comps. And then both sides can tear down the other side. And that's why I want you also to get the assessor's comps several days beforehand. Because you don't want to show up to hearing. You're handed this sheet of paper. It's foreign to you. There's no way you can understand it within a few minutes. So they will send it to you ahead of time, and then your goal is to tear it down. Maybe again, you're in a rant and they're using two stories. Maybe the year built is way out of whack. Maybe the square footage or the location isn't appropriate. All of these things can be addressed, and you would simply tell the hearing officer, please ignore that assessor's comp because, and ignore this one because, and ignore this one because. And the assessor is usually only going to have three, maybe up to five, and they're going to be in order of what the assessor believes is their strongest comp. So you want to focus on the number one comp.
Wow, very helpful tips. And we've got a full line. Deborah, Brad, we're going to get back to you because we're up near the top of the hour. I want to make sure you have full time. So please stick on the line as we go through the commercial break, because I want you to be able to hear and talk directly with our guest today. That's an expert on this stuff. Ed Tomlinson has written the book, literally written the book on how to fight this. Here's why it's so important that you fight this, guys. We only win when we starve the beast. Do not give the government any more money than what's absolutely legally required. This is almost like a patriotic duty. You fellow conservatives, you patriotic conservatives out there. So you got to challenge your real estate assessment, not just for you, not just for your children, but for your neighbors and for the future of this great state. Starve the beast. Friends, Jeff Hunt filling in for the great Randy Corporan. Upon the news of the death of his wonderful, beautiful wife, Tana Corporan, this morning at 5:35, condolences pouring in. Tell Randy I'm very sorry. My heart goes out to him and his family. Mad love, Randy. His anti-Harley and Raider fan. Randy, you even have Raider fans that are showing you love here on the text. I've never seen so many text messages, and I filled in for a number of hosts on this radio station. It is very clear that the Corporan family is deeply loved, and that Tana made a big impact on people's lives. And Randy, you do continue as well. Our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family. So friends, when we come back, we'll dive more into this with Ed. Go ahead, Ed, real quick.
Text number?
Yes, you text in on the 710 KNUS app, and you can call in 303-696-1971. We'll be right back after these messages.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.